WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like life's just throwing things at you, and you're barely keeping your head above water? Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and I get it. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with negativity. From the news cycle to social media to just everyday stressors. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget to appreciate the good stuff. That's why today, we're diving into something powerful, gratitude. Not just as a feel-good buzzword, but as a real tool for enhancing your mental well-being. Now, I know what you might be thinking, gratitude. Really? Dylan, that sounds a little too touchy-feely. But trust me on this one. It's not about forcing yourself to wear rose-colored glasses and ignore the tough stuff. It's about shifting your perspective, recognizing the good even amidst the chaos, and allowing those positive experiences to fuel your mental strength. Think of it like this. Gratitude is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And just like any muscle, when it's strong, it helps you navigate life's challenges with more resilience. Here are five key takeaways that I want you to walk away with today. First off, practicing gratitude can seriously boost your mood. Ever notice how a simple, thank you, can brighten someone's day? Well, it works for you too. When you actively focus on what you're thankful for, your brain releases dopamine and serotonin. Those feel good chemicals that make you happier and more relaxed. Secondly, gratitude acts like a shield against negativity. When you're constantly bombarded with bad news or stressful situations, it's easy to get sucked into a vortex of negativity. But by cultivating gratitude, you train your mind to focus on the positive aspects of your life, making those negative experiences less impactful. It's like having a mental filter that blocks out the noise and lets in the good vibes. Thirdly, gratitude fosters stronger relationships. When you express appreciation for the people in your life, it strengthens those bonds and creates a sense of connection. Think about it. A simple thank you can go a long way in making someone feel valued and loved. Fourthly, gratitude helps you sleep better. When you end your day reflecting on the things you're grateful for, your mind is less likely to race with worries and anxieties. This promotes relaxation and makes it easier to fall asleep soundly. Talk about a win-win. And finally, gratitude can actually improve your physical health. Studies have shown that people who practice gratitude regularly have lower blood pressure, stronger immune systems, and even recover faster from illness. You know that feeling when you've had a really tough day, and then something small, like a delicious meal or a heartfelt conversation with a friend, makes everything seem better. That's the power of gratitude at work. It takes those little moments and amplifies them, turning ordinary days into extraordinary ones. So how can you start incorporating gratitude into your daily life? It's simpler than you think. Try keeping a gratitude journal where you jot down three things you're thankful for each day. Say, thank you, more often, to strangers, friends, family, even the barista who makes your morning coffee. Take a few minutes before bed to reflect on the positive moments from your day. You can even start a gratitude jar, where you write down something you're grateful for on slips of paper and add them throughout the month. It's amazing how those little reminders can accumulate into a powerful wave of positivity. Remember, practicing gratitude isn't about being naive or ignoring the challenges in life. It's about choosing to focus on the good, recognizing its power, and allowing it to uplift you. It's like having an inner compass that guides you towards happiness, resilience, and a more fulfilling life. So go out there, cultivate your gratitude muscle, and watch the magic happen. Share this episode with someone who could use a little extra positivity in their lives. And don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, stay calm, find your control, and embrace the courage to live your best life. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.